Hey everybody, it's Mike with the Daily BM. Guess what? Brad's back from his stellar vacation and he gets to share all of the highs and lows, mostly lows, about the trip. Hope you enjoy. Remember, like and subscribe, listen and follow, give us 5-star reviews, buy shirts, buy hats, send us money, click our affiliate links, you know, whatever you need to do to make us successful. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I got Mikey with me in the house. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back.
And I am back from vacay and have some interesting things I saw out west that just came across my mind here just a minute ago. So
can't wait to hear about it.
Okay, so my first thing about Vegas, right? So I land in Vegas, right? Flight was great, by the way. Flight was great. Good. No problems, no issues on the way there. Let me just put it that way. So I flew on an Airbus on the way there. This will make sense on the back end when I tell you the back end of the story. We get to Vegas, and I'm going to tell you something, man. You know, I'll never say people in Florida are rude, because the one thing about Florida is that, you know, most of the time people are pretty like chill and have really good Southern hospitality. When you go into Vegas, there is no Southern hospitality whatsoever. It's like everybody is in.
You're not in the South.
Dude, I know, man. I was just like, it would come, you know, I'm saying yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And, you know, smiling and, you know, da, 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 da. Stern faces. Everybody looks pissed off. Like they hate their world. They hate their job. I was like, fuck. I was like, man, damn, dude. I mean, I get it, but shit. You know, I mean, seriously, I'm not just exaggerating. Almost every person I ran in, like spoke to in Vegas, except for this one place I went for dinner, everybody just seemed like they hated the world.
Oh, really? And
they, yeah, just not, just like not super friendly whatsoever. So I was like, okay. So we spent about a day there, a night, because we only stayed one night there when we started the week. We went to Death Valley. Over in California. So we drove into California. Yeah, I got the rental car, drove in. And
Didn't you do something while you're in Vegas? Didn't you go to the Zach?
Yeah, we went to the Zach Baggins thing. And okay, so that's a good one, actually, because I was going to mention that when we got back. But
I don't mean to fuck up your flow.
No, you're good, dude. You're good, because we'll just keep it in chronological order. How's that? So anyway, so we go, we land, we go check into the Rude Hotel. We went to the Sahara. By the way, don't ever stay there. Nothing special about the Sahara Hotel ever. So, and
I don't even know what that is. Tell me a little. Yeah, tell me a little.
It's supposedly like an old school. We stayed in Old Vegas. They call it Old Vegas on the side of the strip, on the north side of the strip. They call that Old Vegas. And basically, in a nutshell, nothing special. Wasn't that great. People there were kind of rude. You know, not kind of. They were. Listen, we had an hour to check in. Right? Mm-hmm. An hour to check in. I've never heard of this. It's a $25 fee if you want to check in, even though our room was ready.
Oh, that's cool.
And I went, are you serious? I said, just like that. I go, are you serious? And I smiled. You know what I mean? The lady's like, yeah, 100%. And she turns her head and I went like this. Cool. All right.
Damn.
I was like, so I could go sit in the casino and spend some money. You know what I mean?
Well, that's probably what they want you to do.
Yeah. But I'm like, Jesus Christ. No, I did not gamble. I'm not a gambler. You know that. So I literally said, all right, fuck it. No big deal. So we go and we take an Uber over to, cause we didn't have our rental car yet. We go over to Zach Baggins, haunted, whatever the hell it's called, museum.
Yeah.
Our guide was fantastic. She was awesome. Very knowledgeable, knew her stuff. The one thing I can say about it, the artifacts are really cool and the rooms are really cool. It takes 2.5 hours, dude. To go through that thing. So it's a little long.
There's so much stuff.
There's so much shit in there, but it's a little long. You know, they have these VIP like tour, and where they made the mistake is they include the VIP tour with the general tour together. And then you separate for only like 5 minutes. So they have to go somewhere else while you're doing the VIP part. And then you come up, you know, from wherever you're doing, and then and you reconnect with them. So it was really kind of like, meh. You know, that was kind of a turnoff a little bit, because you don't get to spend a whole lot of time in this haunted area. You know what I mean? Right. That's really supposedly a lot of the activity. So it was kind of like, it kind of sucked a little bit, in my opinion. But
The artifacts, like, she's big into that kind of stuff, right?
She liked it. She thought the same thing I did. She goes, you know, separate the two. If you're gonna have a VIP tour, you know, or they call it the RIP tour, the Rest in Peace tour. But separate them so they have two different tours. You know, that way the one can go and the other can go. That's our only suggestion. Probably something I'll put into a Google review at some point. Just be like, hey, why don't you just separate these two? I'd give it five. I'd give it 5 stars because, I mean, it was worth it. But I'm just not saying – I'm saying I would make a suggestion for RIP versus general admission. Just separate the two so they kind of – you could spend more time in those areas. There's nothing bad to really report about the place.
I am. I'm a Yelper.
Yeah. No, I don't Yelp, dude. I'm not a dick. See, you make everybody seem like I'm a dick on Google. I am not a dick on Google. I leave like – 99% great freaking feedback on everything that I review. Even if it's horrible, I don't fucking hit them like with a 1 star. I've given one star review ever. You know who it was?
Who?
Let's see if you remember our conversation. I recently stayed at a hotel locally and I gave it a 1 star.
Yeah, it was a Swan Hotel.
Yes. That place is a shithole. All right. So anyway, and I have no problem. I slammed the hell out of that place. They drained their pool, threw their fucking furniture in the bottom pool, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so we go to that. It was great. We had a good time. I didn't feel anything except for this one doll that was there that they have like separated. It's supposedly the most haunted doll in the world. Mm-hmm. And there was this like this box. There was like this spirit box type deal. And it had like biblical Hebrew scripture around it or Jewish scripture, you know, around it.
Oh, yeah. It was – what are those called?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. It's a – oh, my God. What are they called?
But there's like three different boxes around the world or some shit, and he has one of them – you know, two of them, I think, out of the – it's either three or five. I can't remember what it was, man. We saw so much shit. I can't remember that in detail.
It's a Dybbuk. That's what it is.
Yeah. So that one kind of gave me a little creep vibe when I was in the room.
Oh, really?
I just felt – I felt a little weird. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm out of here. But everything else about the house was kind of like, you know, it was just there. It was cool. Like they had Dr. Kevorkian's van. He has the van that he used. Yeah. And so where he was doing the, you know, assisted deaths. So that was kind of cool.
Wow.
I mean, there was all sorts of cool shit there. But anyway, so we went to Death Valley. So we rent a car the next day and we go to Death Valley, California.
How was that?
Okay. Let me explain to you something, man. You want to talk about extreme heat and walking on the surface of the sun? It gets its name for a damn reason. It was the hottest on.
Isn't that kind of the point?
Yeah, but I didn't expect it to be like that hot. Let me put it to you this way. You know the 180 degree dry sauna we go into? That's what it felt like, but the whole entire time. And it just felt more intense because the sun was beating you up, you know? So yeah.
So that sounds like that'd be really lucky. Your wife would really hate that.
No, she actually thoroughly enjoyed it. She enjoyed it because here's what we learned when we were there. Because it was 120 degrees in like not in direct sunlight, you know, when we got there.
Right.
And it's a dry heat. So it's not like you have the humidity and you're sweating like crazy. But what people don't understand and we learned is that that's why people die out there because your body doesn't know to sweat.
Right.
So you don't sweat. So you have to constantly kind of like just – I just was using my water thing and just, you know, spraying my arms, my back, my legs, you know, stuff
yourself.
Like that. Yeah, just spritzing to cool the body temperature down. But we found out that they highly recommend you go at like right at dawn, like 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then after that, you're indoors the rest of the time. So you can go to like the restaurants, the saloons and all that kind of stuff. Death Valley, actually National Park, has some really, really nice places in there. And it's very cute, very cool.
Uh-huh.
So I was pleasantly surprised. What I was really bummed about was that I really wanted to see the stars.
Yeah. Didn't see them.
And because California fucked me again because they have all those wildfires. They were coming from the east, so everything was hazy. So it totally fucked up our vantage viewpoint. It was so funny, though, Mike. We drive out to this spot, dude. It was pitch dark.
Right.
I mean, blacker than black, dude. And it was so quiet, eerily quiet.
Oh, yeah.
That I was walking up the mountain thing to get to the top so we could actually try to see if we could stargaze. We get about maybe a quarter of the way up. My wife turns around. She goes, I'm out of here. She turns around and starts walking back. I'm like, why are you panicking, Mrs. Tough guy. You know what I mean?
Why was she panicking?
She's panicking because she was like, this is how white people die. Like from movies and shit. I started laughing. I go, what do you mean this is how white people die? She was like, they go by themselves. We're out in the middle of nowhere. The hills have eyes. People come out. They kill you and they eat you. And I'm like dying laughing because you know how those sound rooms are that literally they say if you can last 5 minutes in the sound room. Then they'll give you like whatever, $1 million, whatever it is,
or an hour,
or whatever the hell it is. It was that quiet. Like if you just stayed quiet, you couldn't hear anything, man. No wind, nothing.
Why do I feel like there's no way you stayed quiet at all?
How do you're gonna say that? Because my wife was even surprised. She goes, "I cannot believe you've been quiet for 5 minutes." And I'm like, "Fuck you!"
Yeah, there's no way. I'm calling bullshit.
I was.
There's no way. You can ask her.
I was quiet for 5 minutes, and then I went.
There's no way.
And then she turned around. She goes, "I'm out of here." So we had to go back because she got scared. But you know, we really couldn't see anything anyway. It was so hazy. So we tried for day two. Didn't work again while we were there. So we were like, "Fuck it," you know, let's get out of here. Maybe Zion will be better. So we leave Death Valley. We head over to Boulder City, right? Which is south of Vegas,
right?
Love this town. Absolutely fell in love with this town. Everybody there was so nice, right? Mm-hmm. Like the most polite people, great small town vibes, historic district, you know what I mean? Which was really pretty. Just a cute town, man. Sitting up on top of this, you know, mountain. It was just beautiful. And the people were great. The guy that we went, this guy we went over, and he was a bartender, this pizza joint, man, fantastic guy. He had moved from the East Coast over there, and he freaking loved it. He loves it. And he stayed, he ended up staying, but, great little town. We stayed at a haunted hotel. I did get touched.
Oh, in that room.
Yep. I got touched. And we were in famous room 219 at this one hotel. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it's in Boulder City. And basically it was like early morning, like around 4:35 a.m. Right. I'm laying there and you know how I am. I'm up at 5 a.m. Right. But I always felt weird in the master bedroom. Nothing else about, cause we had a huge suite. I couldn't believe how big these rooms were. But I felt a grab on my right above my high ankle, like literally a grab.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. And I said, let go of me like that. Cause I thought Jamie was fucking with me because she had rolled over and she was like, no, I didn't touch you. And I'm like, yeah, you did. You know, cause I was adamant because that felt like a hand grab, you know? So I went and I thought, well, maybe my mind's playing tricks on me. Nothing. It did it twice to let me know that it wasn't bullshit. It was a hand grab. So long story short, Boulder City. Cool place. And then we drove into Zion National Park, which, by the way, if you ever have a chance to go there, go. It is the most gorgeous place that I've been on the planet. Seriously.
Oh, really?
As far as beauty, it's just beautiful. The weather is fantastic. The sky was great. It wasn't still for stargazing because of the haze, because of the fires were even going that far over, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they also had some weather roll through too, some rain and stuff, some clouds. So it kind of mixed it all in together. Anyway, gorgeous place. We go hiking, right? We went hiking for 3 straight days. And the second day we go up on this, they call it the Watchman hike. It's about 360 to 400 feet high. So we're about 310 feet. And Jamie wasn't feeling well as it was, you know, and she had this really bad cough and congestion. Mm-hmm. So we're walking past this little corner and there's this huge tarantula on the rock. And I'm talking like that big around, dude, fully stretched.
Oh, that's cool.
And she didn't see it. Neither did I. And so she turns around to spit and leans down and he's right there. Like to clear her throat, you know, like get rid of the phlegm. And she's like, she comes running at me. I'm like, you're on a fucking mountain ledge, asshole. Don't be running at me, Connie. Like, grab me. You know what I mean? You already know I'm scared of heights and you're going to throw me off of a damn mountain. I die because of a tarantula. So I'm like, what? She goes, spider. Like that. And I was like, what do you mean spider? All of a sudden I go, oh, shit. That's no spider. That's a tarantula, man. Because I forgot they had them there. And that thing was fucking huge, bro. So I walk past so we keep going. All of a sudden we go about 20 yards up and then there's a fucking scorpion land in the middle of the pathway.
Oh, that's cool. That's super cool.
So that was cool. So I took a picture of that. And then, I took a picture of the tarantula too. And but nice. He was curled up whenever when I walked up, he curled up.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then we had bats, you know, early morning bats, because we get up at crack of dawn and go out. And then I almost got speared to death by a buck.
Damn, really?
Dude, this thing had had to have at least 8 to 10 points on it, man. It was big. And the funny thing was, is I saw the fawn and the mother first. They walked right past us in the shrubbery. And then I turned the corner in the path to go down as we're coming back down. I turned the corner of the path and there's a buck sitting right in the middle of the path. Huge. Just eating leaves. And he turns and he looks at me and I went like this. Hey, buddy, take your time. And I just stepped backward very slow. And he kept watching me. And then he stopped watching me and went back to eating. So I had to wait like 5-10 minutes for him to finish eating this damn, you know, tree limb, because he wasn't moving. I was on his time is the way he looked at it. So did all that in Zion. Zion, fantastic. The people there, super friendly as well in Utah. They were great, man. They have a great state. Everywhere, you know, even when we went for Uprising and all that, people were there that were pretty great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even in our group. I love Zion. Then we finished off the next day after we left Zion. After that 3-day span, we went to the Valley of Fire, which that was a little warm. It wasn't near as warm, but as Death Valley, but it was a little warmer that day because it's out in the middle of nowhere. And that's where I actually spoke to you on top of a mountaintop. I just got lucky and got bars and the phone rang because I didn't have cell reception at all for 3 hours out there. Except for that one point. and then we left there, went back to Vegas for 2 days. And I was honestly, when we got to Vegas, I was ready to come back. That's how much I didn't like Vegas. Really? I'm not a fan. It's just too much of it felt like the Hard Rock meets Disney World. It was very touristy, very expensive. And I just didn't really care for it. Unless you're going to go watch shows or something like that, I could see where people go to Vegas. Or if you're a young person and you want to go.
You guys didn't take any shows in or anything?
We didn't take any shows while we were there in Vegas.
Any of the casinos or anything?
We walked through the casinos and stuff, but the casinos just don't do it for me. You know how it is, man. I go to the Hard Rock because you and Ron wanted to go and all that kind of stuff and Matt, but I just, it's not my thing. It's just because I don't know, man. Casinos just aren't my thing. Maybe when I was in my 20s and 30s, it might have been my thing, you know, because you know you're drinking and you're you know doing all your shit. But I'm just not. That's not my lifestyle anymore, so I don't really care to do it. So, I mean, if you're into that party and lifestyle, Vegas is for you, man. But if you're not, it could be that I'm old. But whatever. So that's where. That's where how that trip went. I'm sorry everybody had to listen to this podcast with me talking about my vacation adventures. But our flight home.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more epic, honestly.
I'm giving the short skinny. I could sit here for an hour and talk about all the details of everything, but I don't. Well, I don't really want to talk.
I'll shotgun interview you here the last 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, let me talk about the flight home just real quick.
Okay.
Flight home, 2-hour delay. We had mechanical problems and we flew on a fucking Boeing. There you go. It literally said they kept saying technical problem, but then I'm seeing them over by the engine and shit, working on shit. Oh. And I'm going, damn. Nice. But at least it didn't happen in the air. This is what I kept telling my wife because she was nervous. You know what I mean? I was like, at least it didn't happen in the air, man. I'd rather happen on the ground, but you know, I'm sure everybody else would have been smiling if our plane went down, but hey, whatever. So go ahead. Shotgun me. Right.
Okay. What was the best meal that you had on your trip and why?
The best meal. You know, I had a couple of good meals.
Okay, give me your top three.
I was kind of surprised. The one thing that I had was this shrimp type platter, and it was at this old style saloon in Death Valley, right?
Yes.
But it was phenomenal. And I didn't order it first. Jamie did, believe it or not. Right. And I got like this burger thing. I had a buffalo burger kind of deal and it was good, but I've had better buffalo burgers. You know what I mean? So I was kind of like, but that shrimp thing, she didn't want to eat it. So she got something else. So I was like, I'll take it. You know what I mean? And I'm glad I took it because, you know, I knew when she didn't like it, I was going to love it. You know what I mean? Because that's how she is. You know, we're totally two different palates. Thing was phenomenal, bro. Absolutely phenomenal. Second thing, my second meal was probably going to be believe it or not, was in Boulder City, and it was a breakfast. I stopped at this the World Cafe something, right? This little tiny cafe. And I got this thing called the Hangover, right?
Yeah.
And it was two big ass buttermilk biscuits. Okay. I wasn't expecting much. You know what I mean? Cause I was just like, yeah, you know, it's just breakfast. No big deal. But this thing was fucking great, dude. They put like this scrambled egg, but they undercooked the egg a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's creamy, you know, and they lay these two eggs like scrambled on top of these things. And then they cover it with this white gravy with sausage. Was phenomenal, bro. I was like, I ate that thing. Okay, so imagine the Coke,
so
the white
right now.
You know the white to-go containers, the big ones? Yeah. It filled that whole thing up, and it was pressed against the top. That's how big these biscuits were, bro. And I fucked that thing up, dude. I mean, I took the biggest shit the next day, because all I can tell you is that right, it was that good. So my third favorite meal would have been – you know, we went, this would have probably been in Vegas. I went to this little pub and I had like this, what do you call it? It's like a shepherd's pie kind of deal. It was like a, why can't I get the word out? An Irish place. So that was really good too. I didn't go to any fine dining or anything like that. So, but I did get to eat at some hole of the wall places, which ended up having really good food.
Did you get any good steak or anything? Or
no, I didn't get any good. I didn't get any good steaks, man. We didn't eat any good steaks. We didn't eat any like super expensive places. One thing about Vegas I can tell you, Mike, is that, okay, remember when we had a conversation not too long ago when we were talking about like it's hard to be impressed by food?
Yeah.
Anymore because you've had so much good stuff. Like I've even had like really good stuff when like you and I have gone on business trips that are phenomenal places. You know what I mean? And the steaks were like freaking money. My whole thing was, it's like, okay, so take whatever, okay, take Disney World prices. That's what Vegas is, and add another 25%. I couldn't see myself spending $150 to $180 on a fucking steak. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At some of these places. Okay. And I went, I was like, not after I've had, you know, Council Oak and shit like that, you know, here locally. And I've gone, that's pretty damn good steak, you know?
Yeah, we're lucky here in Lakeland. We got a lot of good food right around us. And all the
we really, truly do, man. I mean, I wasn't surprised after this trip that like how good our stuff is here that we take for granted. But go ahead.
So was it one of those trips where you didn't want to come home? Or were you, I think you already answered this, because I think you said you were ready to come home, but was it just because you were homesick, or was it, you know, like, did you fall in love with the place or not enough to live there?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like Vegas at all. So my last 2 days, I was ready to come home because I didn't care for Vegas when we first got there.
You didn't just go in Vegas. I mean, you went up
correct.
To Utah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
okay, nobody wants to live in Vegas. I don't think. I mean, I think people live in Vegas don't want to live in Vegas.
Yeah, that's apparent by how much of an assholes they all were. But seriously, the majority of them were buttholes, plain and simple. Sorry, Vegas. You know, if you live there and you listen to the show.
All right,
hey, so try to turn it around and give some Southern hospitality because most of y'all act like jackasses.
I'm going
to
defend Vegas real quick. You want to offend them a little bit. Think about the circumstances. You get people flying into town and they have one thing in their mind and one thing only, and that's to get completely fucked up. Okay? That's why you go to Vegas. All right? And when you're in Vegas, you're going there because you think you're going to get rich. Gambling. And what happens?
You get poor.
Yeah. You get real poor. Fast, real quick and easy. So what happens when you have drunks that feel like they've lost everything? Or drunks that are so drunk that they're just being obnoxious.
Which is 90% of the time.
And you have to work with these fucking people every fucking day. Like, not, you know what I mean? Like, they're customers. You have to deal with them every fucking day. It's just a different face. So I think after a while, you're going to become a little bit of an asshole because, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, you got a valid point. You got a valid point. I mean, I'm over here. You know, I'm over here giving them some Southern hospitality, man. I'm like, going, Jesus, man, these people are unhappy motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, and it's probably, and then in their mind, they're probably like, oh, this motherfucker's being nice because he's trying to work me. That's the next thing. I mean, honestly, it's like,
which isn't the truth. That's far from the truth.
And if it's, you know, and they're probably all like, oh, he's fucking trying to probably get my pants, you know, like I can just imagine that that's like a high, like, you know, douchebaggery.
Oh,
place.
Dude, I saw so
like,
many
dudes like to work, you know what I mean? Like for like an employee type situation.
Yeah, at night I saw so many douchebaggery looking dudes and, you know, and girls. So, but then during the day at the pool, I realized man, damn, dude, Americanized food has really taken a toll on American society. Just saying. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I was like, damn. So, but go ahead.
So not Vegas, but the other areas. Was there anywhere that you were like, man, I wish I could just pick up and move?
Boulder City and Zion, 100%. I would totally move to those two places. You know, I would say out of everyone, Boulder City. It's south of Vegas. It's close enough where you could go into the big city if you needed to, but it's like a suburb out, you know, south.
Yeah.
But it was a fantastic little place. I just loved the little town feel. You know, it was tucked away into a corner, you know, of a little mountainside. It was just really cool. The people were super sweet. I met this old couple there. They're probably in their 80s, man. We were sitting there at a sports bar watching some football, you know, for college football. And they were like, they introduced themselves, started talking, telling us how long they've been there, blah, 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 you know, and he's telling me about his military life. I mean, it was just really just a friendly, the bartenders were friendly. Everybody, even the people, dude, they all knew each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I thought, this is my kind of town right here, man. You know? So yeah. I don't know. The older I get, the more I realize I'm not a big city person. I'd rather take it down a notch, you know, mm-hmm. and be around a small town people that are just good people. I know you're like sitting there smiling, but it's true. I'm not into the city thing anymore.
I totally get that. I totally get that. I know exactly where you're coming from.
So that's where I think, yeah. I was ready to call home when I got to Vegas. I wasn't ready to leave Zion and Boulder City and all that when we did. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I'm going to miss these places. And I talked about that while we were in Vegas. Like, man, I really love Zion. I really love Boulder City. You know what I mean? And Death Valley, if it wasn't so fucking hot, would have been really cool. Like, you know what I mean? But I mean, hell, you got 4 hours to get your shit done. And after that, you're going to melt. You know, or die, one or the other. I mean, they literally had signs, big red signs that said, excessive heat, you will die if you're exposed for too long. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's a lot of people that have died out there too.
Oh, 100%. You definitely don't know it's that it's coming.
Well, because tourists don't get it, man. I mean, they don't pay attention to detail. You know what I mean? Like, I had a big, we were the, probably one of the few that had water gallon backs on our back, you know, which I refrigerated.
Because you were a fucking tourist.
What a dick. No, because I was prepared.
The local people are like, look at these fucking clowns.
Even the workers had like gallons on their trucks and you know.
You had strapped your backpack.
Yeah, I strapped my back because I'm going out there and fucking hiking and shit. It was so funny.
They're all like, look at these fucking morons going out in the middle of the day to go hike.
Yeah, no shit. It was the morning time, but I took it anyway, just in case I didn't want to get stuck or something like that, not have water. So, you know, the cool part about it, even though I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, a lot of Star Wars Tatooine was filmed in Death Valley. Come to find out, I did not know that, especially the scene.
You didn't know
that? No, I did not. And, Jesus. And so, yeah, dude, I don't care. Cause I'm not a Star Wars fan. So I'm a Star Trek guy. So I was literally like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I walked down the same, like, mountain ridge way that R2-D2 went down to when he got hit by the Jawas. So they had that over there. So I thought that was pretty cool. But the salt basin was really cool. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Where you're just sitting on like probably 6 to 8 inches of salt and there's water pools coming up around it and stuff like that, which is really weird being out there in 120 degree heat that you see like little water pools coming up from under the salt, but salt retains water. So, hey, but yeah, it was pretty cool, man. It was a good trip. I had a good time.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So next question.
Sure.
And I guess this will be the final question.
Did you have sex with a man? Yes. No, just checking. No.
Did you learn anything about yourself that you didn't know while you're on this trip, being in these beautiful different places, or about your relationship? Since it was your anniversary and you guys were supposed to be spending time together. Hence why I left you alone.
First of all, let me answer the first part of that question. I would say the one thing I learned about myself is I need to not take the day to day. And I know this sounds fucking horrible. So fucking serious. And what I mean by that is because nature is so beautiful and we're only here for such a short period of time. The stuff that we stress about almost on the daily is irrelevant on the grand scheme of things. So I did learn that about myself. That I create a lot of my own problems in my mind that don't actually exist I'm creating them on my own because of my anxiety and my nervousness and wondering if I'm good enough or smart enough. So I've tried to take a step back and say, okay, every time I get like this, I need to think about, okay, grand scheme of things, you know what I mean? And calm my mind to stop creating the illusion of things that aren't even there and just deal with them as they come in. That's what I learned about myself. Two, with my relationship, I realized we have a lot in common, but we also have a lot of differences that create the yin and the yang. I've learned in my relationship that I have to start being more patient. And even with all my relationships with people, I have to be more patient. My own impatience is my own worst enemy. And believe me, my patience was tested during this vacation. Because you're dealing with people and you have to understand it's not everybody's me. And that's the hardest thing, you know, is to realize that Mike's not Brad. Brad's not Mike. You know what I mean? Brad's not Jamie. Jamie's not Brad. You know what I mean? We all have our own personalities and we all have our own things and our own quirks and all that. And I have to be patient with those quirks because being impatient isn't getting you anywhere. So shining example on my wife got upset about something. It wasn't with me, but it was something else. And I'm looking at her and I'm going, hey, it's going to be okay. What can I do to help? You know what I mean? And her total demeanor changed. You know what I mean? And the old me, or should I say the old me I'm still doing at times, trust me, because it's a work in progress, man, I would totally take in a different route, a totally different route with that. You know what I mean? What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Why are you acting this way? You know what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to put an effort, man. It's the hardest, dude. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Lately, over the past probably month, I have really struggled internally with a lot of things that I have not released out to anyone. And I'm still keeping it to myself, which probably isn't a good thing, but it's like I'm still struggling with a lot of internal things and it's hard your day to day. So, you know, my trip was good. I got some, you know, enlightenment out of it. Found out some things about myself, like you said, about my relationship and relationships. And what I mean by that is not side rides. I'm talking about other people. Just so you perverts know. But are out here listening that I'm not talking about side chicks. Because they're fine. No, I'm just kidding.
All but, the chicks.
Yeah, give me a round. And nobody wants to date a fucking Santa Claus looking motherfucker. Anyway, for a side ride, they're going to go after the young bucks. They had the old bull. Now they want the young calves. So Brad is officially retired. Anyway.
Jesus.
So yeah, that's how that is. But that's all I got to say about that.
That's exciting, man. Sounds like it was a pretty good trip overall. Did you come back feeling refreshed? Are you ready to get back at life?
I do feel like I'm refreshed. I'm struggling getting into the grind again. It's day one. So usually by day two, you start to go, okay, now I'm getting in. Because I haven't sat down since I've been back. Mm-hmm. Like literally haven't sat down. I literally had – my grass was so tall. I had to cut it once, and I'm going to have to cut it again probably on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Just to get it down to normal length. I mean, I couldn't believe how tall that shit grew in less than 8 days, you know? I had the seeds already forming on the grass. They were ready to drop and seed it. And I cut it before I left, dude. So I feel like I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go. Totally work related. We can talk about it after the show, but, just ready to get the gear, get the gear up and start making some things happen. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're on the right path. We could probably pick up the pace on some things, so and whatever I can do to help. But anyway, people don't need to hear about that.
I had a stellar week while you were gone.
Nice. What'd you do?
Probably one of the most productive weeks I've had in like
fuck
5
you.
Years.
Fuck you.
All joking aside, like I don't know what happened. It has nothing to do with you not being here. Have you ever just had one of those times where like everything just seems to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, elaborate.
It was that. I was in a zone. And it's called flow state. I got into a flow state and it was just like, everything was coming together. And it was just like, it was wild. I got so much shit done.
That's awesome. Work
while you're gone. I mean, I finished our peak website. I finished like,
did you launch it?
Three eBooks. No, not yet. Cause I got to proof it. Well, I haven't finished it. I did the core of it. I still have to do the about page.
Nice.
This is a little business chat, guys. So one of the things, I'm going to rant for 2 seconds. What I hate about Wix, because we're on the Wix platform, their new editor, you can't hide pages. You can't just hide individual pages. So you can't like publish the core and then have hidden pages that are not published that you can work on. There's no way to do that. Like on the old editor, you could. You could keep publish it and then be working on the pages in the background unpublished. Right. You can't do that on this one. All you can do is unlist them from Google search, but they'll still show up in the menus unless you go in and manually delete them. But then you have to go back and manually add them back in, which is a huge pain in the ass.
Why do they?
So
but anyway,
that kind of pissed me off a little bit. It's pretty basic. I still have to do a little bit of like adding the Google reviews and that kind of stuff, but I really want to get it switched over and just get it started. You know, I wrote a couple eBooks over the week, did a bunch of stuff for the Iron Council. Just, you know,
what were you doing for them?
Nail my workouts. We started up a channel for our Pantheon teams where all the Pantheon teams are on one channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been contributing a lot, working a lot with that. And then, it was a good week. It was just a good week, man. Football was good. We won our game on Saturday, which was a lot of good work. Got a lot of personal projects finished around the house, which was real nice. Checking them off the box.
What'd you get done? Just real quick.
Oh man. It's just it little stuff like setting up the freezer, moving that. I worked on the cold plunge, got it probably about 80% done now.
Nice.
I cleaned out my garage from a big part of it. I cleaned out the barn, a big part of it. Like there's still some more work to be done, but it's come a long way. Got a whole bunch of stuff inside the house organized, stuff that I've been wanting to organize and get done. I don't know. I was like 115 tasks that I finished. I can't really go over all of them. I was just checking boxes like left and right. So it was like nice getting this stuff put together. It just felt like a really good flow state.
That's awesome. So let me ask, we can talk about it.
Good on my diet and all that kind of stuff. So I was pretty happy about that. Nice. You know, life is good.
I actually followed my diet pretty closely, except for about maybe 2 or 3 days. And then I didn't, I even bought like my packs and all that kind of stuff. And you know, ate pretty good. I did not eat really, really shitty, but yeah. I've been happy with my gains. So, you know, I haven't gained any weight, which is great since I've been back. So the first thing I did was jump on the scale to see how much I weighed. So that was even better. So, which tells me I'm maintaining what I'm doing. So now it's time to go into deficit mode. So I have to do that for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Yeah, we're fucking talking. Yeah, we're rambling. Sorry, guys. We're rambling on. Anyway, hey, so we'll catch you guys.
Don't forget to shit about you having to go into a deficit.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget to head over to dailybm.com. You can follow us on our socials. And don't forget masondangerbeardco.com where you can get 20% off just by simply using the promo code dailybm. Mike, got anything before we get out of here?
No, guys. Everybody just have a great week, man. We're trying out this new format. Hopefully, let us know if you like it or not. And we'll catch you on the next time.
All right. See you guys later.
Deuces.